Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to the Fix the Family, Fix America Radio, Blog Talk Radio Show. We greatly appreciate it. I am right now emailing our guests the show ID so that they can come in later if they get the opportunity. I won't tell you who that could possibly be. It'll be a surprise. We have several that may come along. But I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We're going to talk about what FixTheFamilyFixAmerica.org is all about, why we're here, why we're doing what we do, and all that other good stuff. So hang tight and listen for the next hour with us, and hopefully we have a great, great show for you. I'm almost finished. Okay. So let's review what we do for Fix the Family, Fix America, which is about to launch on February 19th in Columbia, South Carolina at the Village at Sand Hill. The Positive Fathering Workshop will be launching there from 12 to 4. We really hope you register at positivefathering.com to get your seats. We can only allow a certain number of seats. If we do go over the seats, which it looks like we probably will, we will have to schedule another date, hopefully, you know, within a week or two, so we can go ahead and nail those out as fast as possible to get the fathers that want to be helped on board and get them helped as soon as possible. So let's talk about that phase real quick. It's the positive fathering phase, and that's the first phase of our seminar series, Fix the Family, Fix America, because me personally, I'm a father, step one, and two, I witness and have known a lot of fathers that basically weren't doing a good job with being the dad and father that they should be. One of my experiences that I talk about regularly is when my daughter was born and she was in the NICU, and I watch other babies come up there, you know, just out of the corner of my eye, and then notice that absolutely no fathers ever visit that child. That, to me, was a sad state of affairs, so that really got my blood boiling and getting ready to create now, almost 6 years later, pulling it all together so that we can go across this country and make sure that we are giving to the fathers what we need, what they need, which is to be a better father, a better husband, and a better man. We're not going to just teach you, hey, your kid's crying, what do you do? It's not about that. Or we're not going to teach you, hey, your wife's yelling at you. It's not about that either. Those things will be looked at, but it's not simply one step or another. It's a whole man-making process where you are going to change as a man, and just be better at each individual part of you, because you have to balance fatherhood, husbandry, and being a man, your career, and your success all by yourself to have that life that you want, to have that desirable life that's needed. So that's what positive fathering is all about, and let's go through the other three phases real quick. Our second one is make a difference mothering. Of course, if we're going to deal with the father, we are going to deal with the mothers too. I must go back one little step here, and I'm so sorry, but if you are a single dad or a divorced dad, it is imperative that you show up to these things. And the same for the make a difference mothering, single mom, divorced mom. We understand your struggles are a little different. In fact, these courses are geared a little more toward just fathering, just mothering, because in phase three, which is called pull-through parenting, we're grabbing married couples or couples that want to give a united front in their parenting. They want to help their whole household be better. You know, multiple kids, how do I deal with different ages, that kind of thing. So the third phase, pull-through parenting, is going to help that. And single moms, single dads, divorced moms, and of course, you know, you can come to positive fathering and pull-through parenting, bring your wife. You can go through positive fathering Mom can go through Make a Difference Mothering, and then on the United front, you come through Pull Through Parenting, which is a totally different way to look at things, because it's going to be showing you a way to work on your relationship together. It's going to be a lot more role-playing since both of you are there, and it's going to not be so much as what you need to be as a man or a woman. It's going to be what you need to be as a partnership, as a relationship. Now, the positive fathering, I'm not going to make any excuses for how hard that's going to be. We're going to look at men, and we're going to tell them to be men, and we are going to make you really start to think about your decisions in your life and where you are and where you're going and what you think you're going to be. And we're going to help you pull that together. There's going to be no excuses inside any of these four workshops. So let's go through it. We just talked about positive fathering. Now, Make a Difference Mothering, again, single mothers, divorced mothers, coming through having to deal with not only the divorce and not only the child, but having to deal with their career, their other family, people telling them all their advice. You know, we're committed to helping mothers become exactly the person they envision. Because I can almost guarantee you that if a single mother is sitting around, they did not envision that, unless they totally planned. And if you do, then hats off to you. But we're going to help you become the person you envisioned when you set out to be the dream woman that you wanted to be. Many, many mothers make sacrifices that no other person can understand. And we're on a mission to empower those mothers to be the best mom and spouse and best woman that they could possibly be. And that's very, very crucial. So one of the things we want to talk about Make a Difference Mothering today, since we talked about positive fathering last week, and next week we'll talk a little more about Pull Through Parenting, and the week after that we'll talk about Reveal Your Success. And again, the guests on the show are going to vary, and of course you can call in. Let me give you the call-in number, people listening. I'm kind of complacent about doing that, and that's pretty bad. The call-in number, if you would like to talk today to me and ask any questions about any of the four phases of Fix the Family, Fix America, a nationwide campaign that we are kicking off here on February 19th, you call in at 347-677-0692. That number again, 347-677-0692. Now that number is live for us for 52 minutes because the next show comes on. So if you call in after that, then of course you will not be talking to me. I will no longer be on the air, but that's okay. Go ahead and try to call in now. We'll see you, and everything will be great. Now, mothers, we're going to learn how to make your relationship last if you have one. I mean, we're going to go back to mothers that are into relationships. We're going to make you understand and resolve those conundrums and communicate better with your family. Or if you're having to deal with the loss of a husband or loss of a marriage, we're going to have to help you deal with the loss, change your heartache. And then we're going to help you look at your life in a group look. We're going to transform the groups, whether they be at work or at home or career, into productive teams. We're going to make you look at, you know, maybe you've got a friend that's holding you back. And a lot of things that we do in all four workshops is looking at your relationships and figuring out which ones actually hold back your success in any manner, so that we can evaluate if that relationship is worth holding on to. Now, that's a very deep concept that I'm talking about here, and not a lot of people would like to discuss that on a normal basis. But one of the things we do definitely have to do is evaluate our relationships in our life as we go through our life. I'm sure almost every one of you have had a friend that did something absolutely crazy, and then suddenly you said, well, you know what, I'm going to try to not hang out with that person any longer. I'm going to cut it off as much as I can. Now, of course, they call and you have to give those excuses and that kind of thing, but I'm sure you understand what I'm saying. You've had that friend where you just said, that person's just not helping me. That person, when I call that person, I get down. When I call that person, I get frustrated or even mad. And the old joke is, of course, if you have a friend that's more miserable than you, you call that person up for an uplifting experience, but that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the jokes that are out there. We're talking about real friends that are holding back your success. Maybe we can transform that group into a productive team. And then we're going to inspire you to obviously live healthier, happier, and more fulfilling life. Fitness is a big thing in Make a Difference Mothering seminar series. We help mothers understand that they can be fit enough so that they can do the chores and errands and other things that they have to do during the day, or you know, just go to work and get through work and not come home away going, oh, I can't do anything else. So, I mean, fitness, we're going to help you, you know, be fit enough for your family, be fit enough for you so that you're not tired, you're not achy. How to get better at sex, obviously. If you're fit, you definitely want and desire more sex. And, of course, that goes along with that understanding of law of relationship issues. Help you burn fat all day long while diet foods are holding you back, that kind of thing. We spoke to our fitness lady, Susie Sheena, last week for a very long time, so she can definitely tell you more about the fitness portion that we help you become a new mother, a new spouse, a new woman. And then, of course, the success side. If you are a stay-at-home mom, that's fantastic. That, to me, is the number one job in the world because you are trying to push the legacy of your offspring to be a better person and to help this country move forward, and that is very, very, very crucial. If you are a career mom, and if you're a single mom, you have to be both a stay-at-home mom and a career mom, and you have to balance that in such a fashion that's just amazing to me. But we really want to help you get better in that career so that there's more stay-at-home time than career time. In fact, if you're a stay-at-home mom and you'd like to do something on the side, we show you ways to get that started. We help you in any manner you can. If you want a new career, we can help you with resume services, all kind of things. So that's the success side of it. We want to help mothers become entrepreneurs if they desire or get better at their career. So Make a Difference Mothering, in short, is, you know, a mirror image of fatherhood, except that it's pink instead of blue. Pretty good analogy there. We're going to be very... very straightforward with the fathers, and we're pretty straightforward with the mothers. We understand that when they ask a question, one of the things I have to do personally is give as much more response than I would to the man, because you're asking for an in-depth answer as a female, where a man's asking for the short answer. A man doesn't go into a grocery store, which I hope we announce one of those major sponsors next week. Man doesn't go in a grocery store and then just look around. He goes there, grabs what he needs, the bread and the milk, and he gets out of that place as fast as he possibly can. While mothers sometimes will do that, especially if they're having to carry their kids along, that normally is not the case. They don't mind taking their time. So that's just a common fact between females and males and their shopping habits. If you want to call in and tell me different, that'd be fine. You know, that's just a common thing. I'm not saying that's the way it is with everyone. Please don't start getting mad at me for saying these things. All right, a third segment, third phase. Let's just get off of that. I can see myself digging a hole here. Fix the Family, Fix America series is the pull-through parenting. Now, this one focuses on the marriage and the parents and the united front of the family. And that's very, very, very crucial. So, you know, blood is thicker than water, they say. So how come it becomes so hard sometimes to have that family unit be what it needs to be? I mean, why is it so difficult to keep your family in harmony a lot of times because everyone's going a different direction? You got dad going one direction and mom going another, kids going another. It's very difficult. So we try to find that balance. A lot of families struggle to find happiness when they're around the people that they love and cherish more than anyone else ever could. You know, you're sitting around the people that absolutely love you to death, but yet the harmony's not there. The happiness is not there. So if the saying holds true that there are no bad families, only bad environment, bad training, and bad examples, we're going to show you how to get out of that. We're going to show you how to get out of that environment get a better career, get a better world, get out of that. You've been trained incorrectly. You know, your dad and mom weren't that good of a parent. And so you took their advice, and that's not very good advice. And then you set a bad example. So we're going to show you how to become a good example. And so that you both, you know, in a relationship, you both have an approach to parenting, and you have to realize that each of you came from different worlds. So each of you is going to have a different perspective on exactly how to raise your children. So we're here to show you how to make that difference combined to create one very powerful parenting construct. And that's going to pull you through even the most pressing of family issues. We want you to have a peaceful home. We want you to reconnect to that relationship, the magic you first met. We want you to work that family unit like a well-oiled machine. We want it to just coast along. And trust me, discipline is going to be required in this manner. You're gonna have to work here. Again, none of these workshops and boot camps are what I would say easy. And I do not want to try to pull the wool over anyone's eyes that we are not expecting you to work very hard. However, I do want to say this. I am not sitting up here and telling you work very hard with no reward. I'm not sitting here and telling you to work very hard without giving you a great, shiny, new outcome. When you work very hard through our programs, proven programs, you will come out anew on the other side. You will become out a new father, a new mother, a new couple, new success, many ways. And it's just going to boggle your mind at why no one showed you this before. So, you know, we're going to help you organize your family. A lot of people have a junk drawer, and we're going to help you go through that junk drawer and figure out why it's a junk drawer. We understand that families have football practice, meetings, ballet, meals, play dates, birthdays, family gatherings, parties. Oh, too much. So you have to balance all of this and still have a family downtime. You have to have a family tradition, family legacy. So you establish those family legacies and traditions that your children are excited about every time it comes around, and then they'll want to carry those traditions and legacies on with them forever. And of course, I've already mentioned sex. We'll show you how to have more and better and more sex. The other thing that is fundamental to me, and it's a study that occurred in 2006, and I believe it's being redone, if it hasn't already. But it showed that families that eat around the dinner table are less likely to be bad in school, do illicit drugs, have illicit sex, just better for them in general. So we are going to try to re-energize your family so that the dinner at the table is the favorite time of day. And I can hear, you know, I've already had a couple mothers and fathers go, well, we can't cook. Well, you don't have to cook. You can get a burger and sit around. You can go to McDonald's, come back, and sit around the dinner table. That's fine, but we'll, you know, we can show you how to cook too. No big deal. We're working on that. We're working on every phase of everything we say. There's nothing worse to me, and I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars going through workshops and seminars where at the end, you know, they tell you to do something, and then you go try to do it, and it's very, very complicated. And you're looking at weeks and months worth of work, and you sit there and you're just overwhelmed. Well, again, my pledge to every person that's ever listened to me motivationally, business-wise or anything like that, if I tell you to do something, I'll offer you the solution as well. Just like when I tell you to go and get a mentor to help you through your career and your success and your relationships and anything else that you're having problems with to help you eliminate the excuses, I provide that mentoring service with you at anytimesuccess.com. So that's a completely different area for you to get mentoring. And a lot of the experts that's on the Anytime Success site also carry over to the Fix the Family, Fix America experts, because they just totally are on board with understanding that if we can reestablish the family unit, reestablish fatherhood being in the responsibility sector of the man that caused the not caused the man that, that helped create that child instead of a government or a program or anything like that. We have the father take that responsibility. We can get the family units back tight again and get relationships back tight again and get and it gets America back on track for the families to be better than what they are today. There's a lot of people I speak to give a lot of excuses about how their dysfunctional family are causing them issues in their life now. And we understand that that's going to be some of that, but we're also going to show you ways to get over that and get around that dysfunctional family past that you have so that you can move forward and not spread that dysfunctionality to your next family or your next years of your life. That's very crucial. And so at the end of the day, you know, you're sitting there trying to make ends meet. The economy right now, of course, lots of people struggling with it. We're trying to help families get together, get them back around the dinner table, and understand that they can work through this problem in the economy, and they don't have to even be involved with this economy. They can say, our family's not going to participate in this, and we are going to better ourselves, better our family, and better everything else that we have, because the family is so very important to America. It made America. It's what we are. So we're going to remodel the family and make life worth living again for every family unit. Incredible. One more out of phase four. Again, if you'd like to call in and respond to any of the items I say, and a lot of times I say a lot of things, the number is 347-677-0692. That number again, 347-677-0692. Now, before we go any further, I got to announce one of our nationwide sponsors right now. Actually, I'm going to hold off on that. I'm going to announce that here in a few minutes. I'm going to hold off for a few minutes. I'm going to finish up with the fourth phase, which is called Reveal Your Success. It has absolutely nothing to do with parenting, right? No, not at all. That's not true. Reveal Your Success is for any man, woman, or child, whether they have children, they are children, they're just now starting out, parents, not parents, anyone. We're going to show you exactly how to reveal your success. And that's very important. Very, very, very important. We're going to change the way you think. We're going to show you how successful people think. Because we can all use a little more success. We can all learn something new that takes our life to a new level. We can increase our knowledge and all the things that lead to that ultimate goal, and that's doing what we truly want to do. I want you to do something for me real quick. Sit back and while you're listening and close your eyes, and I want you to envision the perfect you. Take a few seconds. Envision the perfect you. Full detail now. You know, if you think you're overweight, you need to lose some weight, envision that. If you think you're underweight, you need to gain some weight, envision that. If you are jobless and you think you need a job, envision that. Whatever it takes in great detail, the perfect you. Now, if you could, I understand it's a 60-minute show. If you could write down what you envisioned in the perfect you, and then where you are now. This is obviously homework for you. But if you break those two down, on one side of the piece of paper, the perfect me, and on the other side of the paper, me now, where's the differences? What's the problem there? What do we need to do to get to this side of the paper, the perfect side, the perfect you? So that's very, 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 very crucial inner thought. And if you can't grasp that kind of deep thinking is required for you to make the change that you need to become successful, then again, these workshops are not for you. We are coming to you not as gurus, but as durus. We're going to make you do things you may be uncomfortable with, and we're going to make you do things that you are going to have to look deep inside yourself and say, I really have to make a change here. I really have to step up at this point. I really have to make all this happen. So, you know, somewhere in the scheme of things, we're going to dare you to prove that you are more than you've ever believed yourself to be. I mean, we're going to dare you to prove that there is more in you, more to you, and there is actually a dimension of you this world has never seen. We're going to dare you to show that to the world. We're going to dare you to spread your wings, soar and sail and fly and be what you want to be. That perfect person that you just that you have on the left side of that paper or the right side, depending on how you write, totally doesn't matter. We're going to dare you to be that way. Well, I can't be that way, Jack. It's so simple. You just say it and poof, you're the greatest person in the world. Absolutely not. That's the key to another thing that we're going to teach you is there is no quick fix. Ah, there it is. I said it. I just ruined it. I just ruined it all completely for everybody. Because I just proved to the world that we are not selling a pill that tomorrow makes you into this gorgeous whatever you want to be and the most successful one of those in the world. Oops, we're not selling that pill. Not good. That's not good. I shouldn't have said that. I should have said we may have the pill, and that way people would have showed up. No, I'm kidding. We don't want people that want to come in and take a pill. We don't want people to come in and want to take any pills. We sincerely want you to understand that you've made decisions. Yeah. Your decisions may have gotten you turned wrong. Society may have had a hand. Your family may be holding you back right now. And again, your decisions in all of that, you know, have tilted you in the direction that you are. Another way to look at this perfect side of you on this perfect on the left or right side of the page, and then the current you on the left or right side of the page, is you know, your path, your decisions got you to where you are. Instead of looking where you're not, look at what's the positive in your life. So on the side of the paper that's the current you, there's still some positives there. Maybe they match. Maybe it says be doing X in a career, and current you is doing X in a career. That's a match. That's fantastic. That's a good third of the way there. So you got your health, the way you look, your personality, your personal stuff, all about you. Then you have your career, and then you have your family. And match them up as much as possible, and you're going to see this, another thing that may happen from this exercise is that you're going to see that some of the things, like I just said, match, and you're not that far away. And we can help you push it right over the edge and make those last transitions. In almost every diet and every person that's ever taken a diet, they say the last 10 pounds is the hardest to lose. Well, if you've matched up two in that last phase of your life is your career, you can't get it going, well, that's the last 10 pounds. So we're going to help you lose that or help you in your career. Let's say your family's a problem. You're having a lot of family issues. Well, that's the last 10 pounds for you. We're going to help you get over that. So we're going to help you look at adversity in the last 10 pounds in your phases. Now, if nothing matches, we've got a big old trash pile we're going to have to deal with, don't we? We're going to have to work harder than someone that has four matches and just has one pound left to lose. But do not be discouraged. We've helped the people that have absolutely no matches at all. Everything they are doing now was made from wrong decisions, and they want to change completely to that new perfect person on the other side of the page, and that's not impossible. We're going to help you sit there and laugh if you have adversity towards that perfect page and get through it and rejoice in that adversity so that you know you're working towards that perfect you. You're going to know you are now and always shall be, if we help you out, you will be victorious over any other circumstances that come in your life, whether it be good or bad, because you're greater, your perfect you is greater than anything that can come into your life or has been in your life. So when you describe the perfect you, your definition of the successful you is going to vary from every person to person. We're going to help you get to there. Whether you've got a pound to lose, 10 pounds to lose, or a million pounds to lose. And it's not about weight loss. That was an analogy that if you just tuned in, you have no idea what I'm saying. When your perfect you and the current you don't have any matches, we're going to help you start drawing those lines and making those matches. And that's crucial. Because true success is doing what you want to do at any given time that makes you happy. Now, understand that how open that statement is. You can decide to do something in the short term to make you happy, but in the long term causes all kinds of problems. But at that moment, you are successful and happy as you choose. So if you deem that successful, too bad for you. So what is real success now? You can have all the material things in the world, but will it help you find happiness? Current discretions of a certain golfer right now makes people kind of scratch their heads, you know, because I'm sure, I'm almost positive I've heard every male say, you know, if I had the model wife, $40 billion trillion, and I was the best at something, I would be happy. And come to find out that that's not always the case. I'm not saying that that would not make me happy. It might make you happy also. You may have taken a different route, but what I'm saying is apparently it's not the total solution. So what we have to do is what will help you find happiness and start doing the things that you have decided to do or change to make your life path go in the direction you want it to do. Now, sitting here and looking at today's definition of success is got tons of interpretations. I mean, there are many people that says, you know, a certain golfer was success, or a famous singer is success. Some people may say it's house. Some people say it's cash. Some people say it's children. Some people say a husband, wife, or simply a lover. Some people think it's a new car. Some people say it's new furniture. Some people say it's fame, fortune, and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. That's a Queen song, by the way. I need to start incorporating music into my show. I am a DJ, for goodness sake. I will have to play a song of the day in these upcoming shows. Pick a song that I like, and we're just going to play it during the Fix the Family shows, or else do it in the other radio show that we're starting up soon, which is a derivative of the Natural Success Principles. But right now, the Fix the Family, Fix America radio show, pretty soon we'll have at least one song, because music is important. Anyway, back to what we're talking about. While we must look inside ourselves for the definition of success, we must understand that we need freedom to obtain the version of success that we desire. Because you can be you can envision the perfect you, but there's a lot of countries, places, and other things on this earth that stop success, and obviously freedom in America, the greatest country in the world, allows you to be as successful as you want to be. And that's why, you know, the entire Fix the Family, Fix America series was created, because right here in America, your family may have some issues. You as a person may have some issues. You and your wife may have some issues. You and your husband may have some issues. But in America, you have the freedom to go and fix all those issues. And you have the freedom to come and listen to me. And you have the freedom to not listen to me. You have the freedom to go through it and make your own decisions. You have the freedom to say, come listen to me, and then go, you're an idiot, Jack. I'm not listening to you. Everything you just said has nothing to do with nothing. Well, again, you have the freedom to say that. But I promise you, if you come, again, money-back guarantee on all of our solutions, you will not have... You will not be able to say that, because you will look deep inside yourself and go, yeah, that's crucial to my development. Now, you may say this is hard. Yeah, I think you will. I think you'll say this is difficult. I can tell you there are days where when this was all starting out, sitting alone, staring at a computer screen, trying to create this and that and the other. Difficult time. Difficult time. And there's a lot of people that would have said, you know what, screw it. Just forget this. I can't do it. Can't do it. Just can't keep going. Got to stop right now. It's too much work. Look at this. Look at my list. My list is 16 pages long, and every day I add more than I take away. Well, I mean, I've been there. Done it. I mean, I've had successful businesses, and I've had businesses that aren't successful businesses. Everyone has been a success, and then something along the way takes them away. But in every one of those, I gained the wisdom for the next one. And it's with that wisdom that I help the businesses when I go and talk to businesses and help them become better business models for themselves. A lot of businesses, you know, starting out, try to struggle and do all and make the same mistake that I did. Well, I can show them that they don't have to make those same mistakes. So that's a crucial part. And, of course, you know, in relationships, obviously had my share. We've got one of the relationship experts mentoring on the Anytime Success site and the Fix the Family, Fix America four phases series. She shows you that marriage isn't for sissies. I mean, you got to start working on this. Spoke to a gentleman the other day. I would love to. He's going to come on the show hopefully in the coming weeks. He's a father of two incredible children, and he has new things that he does at breakfast. He has things he does at dinner. And I just want him to tell you all about it. We're scheduling all this stuff. This show's only on its second week, so we're scheduling all of these things and trying to get it for you so that we at least will have a special guests that are coming on and telling you what they do and helping you out. And when I meet these people, I just want them to be on the show so that, you know, I can help spread their message of what they do, and maybe it will work for you, because not everything can be packaged in a neat little package and sold for $19.95. I'm sorry. There are things where each individual person that comes into any of these workshops and boot camps are going to have different ways that they're going to have to go about succeeding. They're going to have different ways they're going to have to go about fixing their family. They're going to have different ways to go about fixing their career. They're going to have different ways of going about fixing themselves. So the crucial element of this is the individualization of it, so that we see where you are and where you need to be and where you need to go, and we're going to help you take that path. Now, the person next to you, we see where they are, where they're going to be, and guess what? If we gave you a $19.95 package, that's not going to help. We're going to give you the individual package. We're going to help you be you. We ask so many questions of the people that come into the Fix the Family, Fix America series so that we learn, you know, your left side and right side of your paper. We learn the perfect you and the current you, so that we can help you draw those lines together. Now, everyone knows that the subtitle of my book, Natural Success Principles, is called You Have Everything You Need to Succeed Inside You Before You Were Born. And that, to me, is you can be anything you want. You can have anything you wish. That's the epitome of everything that I am, and that's the message I go around and push to the world. It's very, very, very crucial that you grasp that concept, because you can be successful. You've got it inside you. When you were a toddler, guess what? There was no holding you back. You succeeded in almost everything you want to do, unless, of course, it was something really, really bad and mommy was around and slapped your hand. But I remember as a kid when I was outside, no parents were around, because back in that day, you know, parents said, "You get outside." They don't say that a lot today, but you get outside. So I got outside and I'm out there and I look at a building and I go, you know, I don't want to hang glide off my dad's shed. And so me and my friends go about grabbing some lumber. Yes, lumber. And we build a triangular structure out of this lumber, 2x4s. And then we put a sheet on it. We nail the sheet to the top of it because we are going to hang glide off my dad's shed. So we've got the 2x4 and a triangular pattern. We've got cross bracing beams because we don't want it to falter in the wind by any stretch of the imagination. So we want to make sure that we are soaring without it folding up. And then we nailed a sheet to it and got that up to the top of that shed. And let me tell you what that took, because when we lifted the hang glider, we didn't put in our head that it's taking four of us to lift this hang glider to the top of the shed, because it weighs, I don't know, 250 pounds probably. And each of us are weighing, back then, I weighed probably 70, 90 pounds, skinny young kid. But I wanted to hang glide off that shed. Guess what we did? I grabbed that hang glider. I pulled it up. We had handles to pull it up over my back. I got on the edge of that shed, and I'm struggling to hold this hang glider up. Still not dawning on me as a child that if this hang glider is heavy, how's it going to fly? That's not dawning on me, but my goal was to hang glide off that shed, so here I go. I jump. And, of course, me and 250 pounds of wood crash almost immediately to the bottom. Luckily, the hang glider was so big, some of it caught to the top. So I went down in a nosedive. Instead of it falling directly on top of me, it kind of hit the ground, stuck, and then fell on me, which, again, caused lots of bumps and bruises. But I did it. So as a kid, you have everything you need to succeed inside you before you were born. Nothing ever holds that back. If no one ever, as I'm telling you this, no parent ever came over. I give my parents credit for coming over, actually, and saying, what are you doing? Why are you making all this noise with the hammers and stuff? And, you know, I tell them, I'm building a hang glider. I'm going to hang glide off shed. Instead of saying something that would have discouraged a child, saying, son, that's not going to work, or that's not going to be too big, my parents would, you know, giggle to themselves and say, it's great. That's fantastic. Now, again, back then, I guess kids were more resilient because they figured the worst you can do if you jump off the shed is break a leg. And they accepted the responsibility if that occurred, that would be fine. And I didn't break any leg. I didn't break any bones throughout my entire childhood except for high school. We'll get into that. That's a whole nother story, a whole nother show. It's not important right now. But they did not discourage me. And if you don't have family members and you don't have friends and you don't have life in general discouraging you to be and dream and spread your wings to soar and sail and be and show the world the dimension that no one else has ever seen, if you've got nothing holding you back, and I'm sitting here telling you you do not have anything holding you back, and I'm sitting here telling you you can get to where you want it to be at any given time, then that is exactly the success that was inside you before you were born. No one's telling you not to do so, and no one's telling you you can't. No one's telling you don't. I'm definitely not. And we have about 16 minutes remaining in the show, and this has flown by. I am so excited doing this show for everyone, and I'm hoping that our guests will call in very soon. If not, we'll get them next week. No big deal. But if you'd like to ask any questions, again, then call in number 347-677-0692. Now I believe it's time for me to go ahead and announce one of our nationwide sponsors for this tour. The nationwide sponsor, it's the official nationwide print partner of the Fix the Family, Fix America program, and that would be Soho Office. Soho Office. Some people haven't heard of that. It's very similar to, I'm not even going to mention competitors' names at all. Excuse me. Because Soho Office does it better than any of them. So, they take business and they do business services. They offer post office boxes, things like that, but not really post office boxes because it's a real address. They help you with production of business cards, business letterhead, business proposals, anything, the range and quality of services you get from Soho Office is impressive, practical, and reasonably priced because they are helping the small office. That's what SOHO stands for, small office, home office. They're the small office, home office, office. So if you're a real estate agent, consultant, designer, restaurateur, entrepreneur, this is the place that you can have all the services that the big boys have right there, SOHO office. That is our official nationwide print sponsor of the Fix the Family, Fix America series, and in particular, the one in Columbia, South Carolina, at 100-3 Forum Drive, Village of Sandhill. Their number is 803-736-5011. So when you need anything at all, you need to call that number and talk to the good folks down there at SOHO office and get that done. In fact, part of they print everything we do for Fix the Family, Fix America, all the workbooks, all of the, I mean, because you get a workbook at every one of these, the Positive Fathering, Make a Difference Mothering, Pull Through Parenting and Reveal Your Success, you get a workbook. And I'm telling you, this workbook is a crucial element to your getting better because you're going to have exercises in it that you're going to have to send back to us. It's going to have reviews and reading material. It's not something you're going to follow along in the class with. No, no, no. We're not going to have that at all. We're going to have this workbook is something you take home, and it's called a workbook for a reason. A lot of people, I've had so many people tell me, you're not supposed to call it a workbook because people don't like to work. Really? No kidding. Too bad. Too bad. We call it a workbook for a reason because it's called work for a reason. And when you work, amazing results occur. I have no idea where someone came up that if you sit in a beanbag and eat Cheetos and watch television all day that you would be the most successful person on the planet. I have no idea where that thought came into people's heads. I just can't grasp that. And it ties back, I believe, to the family unit because no one actually told you, hey, guess what? You might have to work. No. Instead, they coddle and do what they can to keep the peace and the harmony in the family, and then suddenly the new generation ends up sitting on a beanbag, eating Cheetos, orange fingers, looking at TV. It reminds me of a comedian. He told a joke like that, but I'm not going to repeat that. Now, one other element that I've got to talk about. If you show up to the Positive Fathering, the Make a Difference Mothering, the Pull Through Parenting, and Reveal Your Success at the Fix the Family, Fix America series, if you show up, we are going to have one more thing. That is absolute fun. One of our main mottos is if it's not fun, don't do it. Now, does that correlate with it's called work for a reason? Absolutely. Because if you know that the outcome of what you're doing is your goal, guess what that work becomes? Not really work. How many entrepreneurs do you know that work all day and at the end they're happy as a lark because it wasn't really work to them? They love what they're doing. Like me, for instance. Sitting here on the air talking to you is fun. I'm not sitting here going, radio show for an hour. An hour. Oh, this is such work. This is killing me. Such horrible work. No, I'm not. I'm sitting here every time at Wednesday at 8, 6 o'clock in the morning going, today's the show, today's the show, today's the show. I don't know what I'm going to say, but today's the show. I'm kidding. Well, actually, I never know what I'm going to say. I like to wing it. That's what makes it fun to me, is to make it up as we go along. Actually, I do have three notes here. If you want to know, here's the backroom secret of the Fix the Family, Fix America show. Jack has three notes. Number one, welcome everyone. Number two, review the four phases of the Fix the Family, Fix America show. And then number three, I haven't even done yet. So I'll go ahead and tell it to you. Announce the website will be finished soon. That's what I wrote down. I'm not going to tell you exactly what the website will be. You can take a large guess if you have a brain inside your body, but if you go to it now, it's not done. Hopefully, it'll be up within a day or two. It's taking months, almost a year and a half of work to finish all the websites that we have created and get them all to function and tie in together. I have so many websites, it's hard to keep up, but this was the official website of the Fix the Family, Fix America show, and not only not the show, but the whole nationwide tour. And then we obviously have spinoffs, because there's four phases to this, if you were paying attention. Positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and reveal your success. Those websites aren't done yet, except for positive fathering is complete. So if you go to positivefathering.com right now, you can register for the very first launch, February 19th in Columbia, South Carolina. That's right, it's starting right in the Southeast region. We're going to hit multiple regions, the four regions of the country. And I had that in front of me, but I appear to have moved it. But it's the Southeast region, Northeast region, Midwest, obviously, West, and Southwest. Those are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 regions that we are going to be hitting. And we'll have regional sponsors, regional speakers, and we'll even have state and city speakers in each of these events. We're working on tying all that together. It's going to be very, very, very incredible. So if we're coming to your area, we may have a local speaker from your area, which you may or may not have heard of, but we're going to have them, and they're going to talk in your area. And then the boot camp in your region, they may be there as well to give you more insight. Now, boot camps, workshops are 4 hours, 12 to 4 most times. There are some times that are different, but the boot camps is a three-day weekend where it's an intensive change in your life. We're going to that chart we talked about earlier, the perfect you and the current you, we're going to make some lines connect by the time you leave there. And if the lines aren't connected by the time you leave there, I guarantee they'll be connected within a week. And I guarantee you a bunch of them be connected within a month, especially if you do what we tell you. We have paths to take and patterns to do and insights to give to yourself and deep, deep thought that we're going to make you do. Very, very crucial stuff for you when you come to these workshops. So, again, we're going to invite you to come out to the first workshop, first of all, Columbia, South Carolina, February 19th. I know for a fact we'll have me in every workshop. Because I'm not talking enough. I feel that I need to talk more. I know at this one we'll also have Susie Sheena, the fitness lady, there to whip the gentleman into trying to get into shape. I don't know if we can whip you into shape in 3 hours, but we're gonna give it our all. Again, the workbook that you're going to get is going to help you do a lot more than that. And that workbook would be sold at a very, very high dollar amount, but we give it to you free just for coming to the any of the phases that we're talking about. We're going to tell you how successful people think, how to make today count. All of these things, we're going to hit these topics also on this show every week from 11 to 12. Right before you lunch, come here for a good positive jolt for your day right here at Fix the Family, Fix America radio show. Before I go, let me reiterate my three things, notes that I wrote down. Website will be up soon. The four phases, the first one being February 19th at the Village of Sandhill. Please go to positivefathering.com to register. Our first official nationwide print partner is Soho Office out of the Village of Sandhill. 100-3 Forum Drive, Columbia, South Carolina. When we help you design business cards and letterhead and logos for if you want to create a new company, these are the people that's going to be doing the printing for us, for you. And you just can't get better service, better quality of service, and a better group of people than Soho Office at the Village of Sandhill. Again, there are first official nationwide print partner. The workbooks will be printed by them, the signs, the banners, everything, so you get to see. I mean, we're showcasing the quality of their work as we go through this. I mean, we're not just saying, hey, it's really good, I promise. No, we're not doing that. We use them. We're not going to have any sponsor that we don't use. I'm not even going to sponsors that I don't feel I would use or don't use. Actually, I don't want to go to any sponsor that I don't use at all. I have handpicked everyone that we are going to give a presentation to and see what they say. And then I've handpicked the secondary ones that I would choose that I go to on a basis if I can't get to the first one. So this is a crucial element to the Fix the Family, Fix America series that's been built up for, like I said, almost 5 years. Coming to this point and actually giving out the first workshop and then starting this show and being on the air with you from 11 to 12 every day and is just an amazing culmination of an awful lot of work. But if I look back, it's getting worth it. It's definitely the joy of someone coming up to you and saying, thank you, you changed my life, is all that is required for me to keep going. Yeah, there's late nights, there's lots of work, there's lots of talk, there's lots of preparation, there's lots of creation, there's lots of brainstorming, but as soon as someone comes up to you right after you help them and talk to them, and they say, thank you, you changed my life, you just forgot all the work you just said. I just forgot all the work I just said. And you humbled by helping someone else be all they can be. And when we see graduates of all of our programs and they go on and be successful, we actually try to get them back and tell their story and get them on this nationwide tour, because there's nothing better than people that succeed to come back and tell their story. That's the reason I started the entire Blessed With series. And let me quickly throw that in real fast, if you don't mind. The Blessed With series is Blessed With Cancer, Blessed With AIDS, Blessed With Misfortune, Soldiers Wounded in Battle, Blessed With Loss, Blessed With Depression. We are taking stories from individuals that have been blessed with one of these, you know, tragic events. And Blessed With Tragedy, of course, my first best-selling book is the book for premature parents to tell their story. But each one of these books has 50 stories in it of how people have overcome that tragedy. It's whatever they were blessed by. They were blessed with loss, how they overcame that loss. They were blessed with cancer, how they overcame that cancer. And how they their life changed because of what they hit. So if you have one of these stories and you can't make it to a workshop, we still want to hear your story, and we submit it to interview you. We've got a couple interviews next week with some premature parents for the Blessed With Tragedy book, and that's going to be great. I'm hoping to get them on this show. Everybody we highlight in any of the books, we put on this show, and we're going to try to have guests all the time. It's not going to be just me be talking. Obviously, today I needed to go ahead and finish all my train of thoughts to get that out to you, and we have approximately 60 seconds here. So again, Fix the Family, Fix America program thanks you for listening. We hope that you join us next Wednesday from 11 to 12. As you hear, 20 seconds. You just heard programming background noise. 20 seconds. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week from 11 to 12 and go to positivefathering.com to register for the first workshop on February 19th from 12 to 4. Please do that, and thank you very much. And empower your day, unleash your power, adapt, and conquer. Okay, now it says I have 60 seconds. There's more production problems that you hear completely right here. I got 50 seconds. So that minute remaining was not correct. Hey, look, you don't pay for this show. You're just listening. So I get to finish my train of thought. PositiveFathering.com, register for February 19th, 12 to 4. We're going to have the website up. We're going to have a special guest. And if you have a story And we'd love to hear from you. Go to blessedwith.com and submit that story for any of our titles so we can get you in there so that your story and your highlight and your empowerment of what you've done to overcome your problems can be shown to the world and be an example of what to do to be the best you can be. 8 seconds to go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Please tune in next week and call in with your questions, and we'll have multiple people call in. Thank you very much.